Joining me in the studio with the latest news is Sarah Martin. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Annie. First, a grim statistic that we've seen on the horizon but wished we never saw come to fruition. Yesterday, the worldwide number of COVID-19 deaths tipped over the 1 million mark. There have been 33.5 million cases reported, with the highest numbers still in the USA. The most worrying reports are currently coming from India, and we've been seeing that over the last few weeks as they're seeing between 70 to 100,000 daily cases and are very close to 100,000 deaths as they grapple to get control of the spread.
And back here in the lucky country, things are beginning to calm again.
That's right. Our total caseload is at 27,063 with 882 deaths. Good news for some jurisdictions in New South Wales. If you're in Byron Bay, Ballina, Lismore, Richmond Valley or Glen Innes local government area, Queensland's border will open to you tomorrow at 1 a.m. But Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says New South Wales needs 28 consecutive days of no community transmission before the border reopens to the whole state. It's currently at 5, so it's a little way to go. Victoria's caseload continues to drop, with 10 cases reported over the past 24 hours.
Now, there's a fair bit of entertainment on our screens today of the schoolyard variety with the presidential debate.
The first face-off between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden was held in Cleveland, Ohio, and covered topics including the potential replacement of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg with Conservative nominee Amy Coney Barrett, COVID-19, the economy, race, climate, and the integrity of the election. The election will be held on the 3rd of November, but early postal voting has already begun in some states, and that's an issue that Trump again raised concerns about, claiming that the voting system is subject to fraud. Voter turnout is expected to reach record levels this year, with predictions the number of people voting either in person or by mail could exceed 145 million. The debate was a wild ride, with Trump frequently interrupting Biden and moderator Chris Wallace. Here's a little clip to get a feel for it.
And we've got two more of those presidential debates to go. We've also got a teaser of next week's federal budget in Australia with news of some arts investment.
Screen Australia is due to get an extra $30 million over the next 2 years to support production of Australian dramas and documentaries. Additionally, the Australian Children's Television Foundation will get an extra $20 million over the next 2 years to support locally made kids shows. But the budget announcement also holds a weird twist in our regulations around Australian content despite this investment. Up to now, there has been a requirement that commercial television stations air 55% Australian made content. That quota remains, but regulations around specific allocations for documentaries, drama and children's content are being removed.
And Australian singer Helen Reddy has died in Los Angeles.
Yes, Reddy was known best for her song I Am Woman, the unofficial anthem of the feminist movement in the 1970s. She had been diagnosed with dementia in 2015 and later moved into a care facility. Her family say they take comfort in the knowledge that her voice will live on forever.
And we'll be hearing that song a lot over the next few days. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Annie.